That's the wrong message. Now, the title this morning is Rank and Place in the Kingdom. Or we could say rank and order, but I just put it rank and place in the kingdom. How many knows everybody has one? When you begin to study the rank and the place, let's take it. Satan has rank and place in his kingdom. Ephesians 6, right? Principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, all this other stuff. That's rank and rank and principalities and powers and all that stuff. That's rank, place, and authority. Just like when you look at the kingdom of God, it's kind of like looking at the army. I looked up some of it last night because I don't know about all that stuff. And you got 4-star general, then you got 5-star general. You got privates, you got second privates, all this other stuff. Well, the 5-star general's over all of them. Yep. But how many knows he may never even speak to that private? Right. But you better believe his will's going to be done. Mm-hmm. What's the Bible say we are? He says we are ambassadors for Christ. Right. We're his representatives, right? He's not here in the earth. I mean, God the Father's sitting on the throne. The Bible says Jesus is on his right hand. But now we got the Holy Spirit that is our helper, that when we get born again, he comes on the inside of us, and we become ambassadors. But years ago, whenever they wanted to take over another kingdom or another place or whatever, what they would do once they conquered that place, they would send out what was called governors. We have them in the United States. But they would send out what they would call governors, and then they would send people under them that would go forth, and they would cause them people. Listen, they would, if it was Rome, you'd come under Roman law now. Now you're going to do what the emperor wants you to do. You're not going to do what you want to. Maybe you had a king or something before, but now you're going to do his will. And they send out these people that enforce the will of the king or the emperor or whoever that it is. And they was called colonies. You understand that's the same way in the kingdom of God? The Bible says when we get born again, we're in this world. We live here. We're put here to colonize, kind of like, but we're not of this world. We get our orders from another place. We're supposed to have our ways of thinking from another place. Now listen, just like all this crap about Halloween and about Easter Bunny and Christmas and all this other stuff, the way that the world celebrate Christmas, do you understand that is being conformed to the way this world does things? As a Christian, as a born-again believer, I do not have the right to participate in any of that that is not the will of the King. Right. Woo! And every Christian just went, turned off Facebook. Because if you ain't on Facebook, you probably ain't at church anyway. See, once I get born again, I don't have the right to think what I want to think. I don't have the right to just do whatever I want to do with this body. The Bible says that this very body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It says Jesus bought it with a price, and I am not my own. Right. Then where do we get all this individualism in the body? Do you understand the kingdom is not a democracy where we vote on the will of God? Yeah. I don't have to like where I go to church. Just go there because he said. Do you understand? Whether y'all come here, just like this morning, whether there was anybody in this building at all, I'm going to be here. You know why? Because I'm going to do the will of God. And for me, the will of God is here. And it is up to everybody else to find out from headquarters where you're supposed to be. And then once you're there, don't move. And I don't say that because I want people here. I don't care if you come or not, for it's my benefit. Now I want you in the will of God. That's the best thing for you. But do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? Don't think I'm saying this for my benefit. God's going to take care of me regardless of you. God takes care of me regardless of my husband. If he ain't doing his job, God will bring it some other way. And you didn't say amen.
Amen.
But you've seen it. Now, the kingdom operates kind of like the army. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12. And I got different glasses this morning, so y'all forgive me. Because I have a habit I've noticed. I'll read a little and stop and talk, read a little, stop and talk. And these have to come off every time I look at y'all. Or y'all got 4 eyes. My others are bifocal, so I don't have to. did I tell y'all? 1 Corinthians 12?
Yeah.
A second, please. 1 Corinthians 12, and we're going to start reading in verse 12. May read this whole thing, so if you want to put it up there, Zach, it'll be 12 through, excuse me, 30. Or 31. All right, verse 1. For as the body is one, now this whole chapter 12, 1 through 11, he's talking about gifts. Now verse 12, he says, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are how many bodies?
One.
That does away with my individualism.
Right.
He says, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? No, we're still of the body.
Right.
And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Yeah. If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? We need, let me tell you something, we need every person that's supposed to be here. When we don't have them, we don't have the fullness of what we're supposed to. But when you're on the, let me say it this way. If you're in the wrong place, say you're a plumber, not in the natural, in the body. Say you're a plumber. Well, you're trying to put the plumbing on top of the roof. How many knows it don't go there? We had one just here a while back. Bless their heart. They're going to take over around here. Oh, my goodness. They're going to take over. They started telling some people, not everybody, but started telling some people everything that they say saw wrong here, according to them, the things we should be doing and the things we shouldn't be doing, and how they're going to become the Sunday school teacher here and all this other stuff. And they just don't know how fast. If I knew it was the will of God, I will slap it on you, baby. Because with this stuff comes responsibility. And I would love it if I could just sit in the pew and soak it up. But needless to say, that didn't go over too well with some of the ones that they told that to. Now they're not here. I didn't even have to deal with that. Y'all did it. Some of y'all told them, you know, well, maybe you should just find you another church. Maybe you should. Oh, because anybody that knows me or Scotty, that don't go over well. We get kind of like a donkey just sat down in the middle of the road when I know it's the will of God. I'm not moving. And listen, I was here before you come, and I'll be here when you're gone. And if the Lord tells me be gone, you better believe I'm splitting. But he's not told me nothing yet. Ooh, where we get to? Let's see what I'm talking about. Where do we get to? 16? 17? If the whole body were an eye, that means we're all different things. Where were the hearing? You'd be lacking, right? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them. That leave anybody out? Anybody out that's born again? In the body, how? As it hath pleased him.
Amen.
I never wanted to be the Sunday school teacher here. I never wanted to be set in the body of Christ as a teacher. Now I would cry and I would pray whenever Scotty was on all his evangelistic stuff and everything, you know, because I would say, God, don't you have something for me? But for, I didn't want him to be a teacher. You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to be a prophet. To prophesy to everybody. No, I get a teacher. You know the ones that gets the least respect in the body?
Teacher.
As far as the fivefold ministry, woo, we want to hear Scotty, but we don't hate to excite you. You just hear him preach and he's all over the place, spitting fire everywhere and all that. And you just go, woo, glory, that was good. You come to Sunday school? What you laughing for? y'all notice we usually have a lot less at Sunday school than we do at 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Come on.
But that's okay. You know what? I'm very needful. And if you don't get me, you'll suffer.
That's right.
That's a man.
Now, where are we?
Oh.
What?
17.
No, we don't read 17.
Well,
where you been, Shannon?
18.
We read 18.
Well, 19.
20. Y'all stop, man. We're going to 19. Where we're going. Let me get my glasses on. 19. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Now, I told you can't get rid of me. You need me. He says, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. 25 and Amplified. So that there should be no division or discord or lack of adaptation of the parts of the body to each other. But the members all alike should have a mutual interest in and care for one another. 26. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? No. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. Are all workers of miracles? No. Have all the gifts of healing? No. Do all speak with tongues?
No.
Not as 1 Corinthians 12, right? Because that's a gift. He's not talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost there. And he goes on and he says, do all interpret? No. But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Then he starts talking about love. Listen, you may not be necessarily something that is set in the body of Christ as a teacher or a fivefold minister or something like that. But if you'll walk in love and you'll let the love of God flow out of you, you'll be used in the gifts of the Spirit, even though you may not have that particular gift. Well, I'm getting hot up here. All right, let me see here. Ephesians 4. And listen, that's one of the reasons why I said that about that dinner y'all doing that I got word of. I think Beth and Travis got a little nervous when I announced we was going to do a popcorn comedy night that night. And they're like, we're not supposed to let y'all go nowhere, no nothing. Wait, what? That's not even it right after church. But anyway, and we understand, and we are very appreciative what you guys mean by that. I mean, very honored and everything. But at the same time, it's not just us. We all make this happen. And we are just as much appreciative that God has sent you guys that are, I mean, all of you, so willing to help and just do whatever we need till we feel like, you know, why can't we all just honor one another that day? You know, not that it just makes me and Scotty stick out or whatever. And then isn't that what he said? You know, you have the same care one for another, but we know what you mean by it. But at the same time, we'd rather just everybody be honored and we all enjoy it and we all share in the blessing of doing the will of God in it. Now, what I tell you, Ephesians 4. All right. Excuse me. I think I want to start in verse 8. Let me make sure here. Just for time's sake, because, God, we ain't got 15 minutes left. Yeah, for time's sake, I'm going to start in verse 8. And this is talking about Jesus. It says, excuse me. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. That is what I am. He says, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some. I didn't give myself. You didn't give yourself. Right? And he gave some. That's not everybody. Apostles. And some prophets. And some evangelists. And some pastors. And teachers. Now notice what for. He says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Listen to that in Amplified. His intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints, his consecrated people, that they should do the work of ministry toward building up Christ's body, the church. Now, 13, he says, till we all come in the unity of the faith. Do you realize how divided the body is right now? And this mask deal and vaccine deal and all this other stuff has just made it even worse, because now it's not just black and white or Hispanic or Indian or whatever. Now it's masked and no mask. That stuff's in the church. Do you understand that's one reason why your pastor preaches against that? Because the devil will use whatever he can to divide God's body.
Yes.
And it's not going to happen around here. We're not going to be divided by anything. And let me say this while I'm here on this subject or whatever. The Bible says there's six things that the Lord hates, yea, seven are abomination to him. One is somebody that sows discord among the brethren. That's not going to happen here. See, there's a lot of things we'll be very merciful and very graceful about. And ignorance is one of them. Ignorance means something you don't know. Now, the stupidity means you can't learn. I don't believe there's any of us stupid here. But sometimes some of us may be ignorant or whatever. When you have a problem, just like, I'm gonna, here's an example. There was somebody that was teaching the kids back there that was in April's room, I don't know how many years ago now. Anyway, when they would need something, guess who they could tell? Y'all think it would be their pastor? You think it would be the Sunday school teacher? You think it would be the pastor's wife? No. They went and told April. At that time, you know what April is? Nothing. She's a church member, right at that time. Well, she would help at the giveaway sometimes, the clothes, help us in the clothes or whatever. Now, do you think April can do anything to fix her situation? Do you think April has the checkbook or the debit card to the bank account of the church to go get supplies or whatever? Why are you telling her? Now, don't look at me like that. I'm not getting on to you. I'm feeling it. You understand? I get, Scotty, I'm feeling it. So I get a little louder. Don't y'all get loud when you feel something? Yeah, I know y'all do. We'll be outside y'all's door. We can hear y'all three blocks down the road anyway, off of that. April don't have the ability at that time to help her in any way. Do you know who knew nothing about it?
What was that?
Let me help y'all, all y'all with something right now. Scotty, your pastor is a very busy man. He owns his own business. That phone can ring up till 10 o'clock at night. And everybody wants their garage door done last week or yesterday. They don't want it when they call. You should already know that I wanted it. And when I call you, get out here. So that is at least 5 days a week. But they'll call 7 days a week. Then he is the pastor of this church. You have your own little individual thing that you do. I have my own. He's over all. You understand? All of it. Then he's a father. He's a son-in-law. He's a husband. And he has his own little thing over there going on with his land and his cows and all that other stuff. So he's a very busy man. So if you need something in this church, don't tell him. You won't get it. April's shaking her head. Not because he's negligent. When you tell him, he fully intends, make a mental note. But do you understand? There's so many mental notes up there, your book might not get opened. I'm the one to tell. Why? I'm the one that takes care of all the finances here. I am the one that holds the checkbook. I am the one that has the debit card. I am the one that does the run into the Walmart when you need snacks or whatever it is that you need, toilet cleaner, whatever, toilet paper. I'm telling y'all for reference. Don't go tell April. April can't help you. Don't go tell JoJo. JoJo don't even know what you're talking about. Why do we do these things? And then talk to April about how they didn't get their TV or whatever it was they needed. April couldn't help you, honey. You told the wrong one. If you have a problem with somebody in the church, don't go telling everybody in the church about the problem you got with somebody else in the church. Why? You're causing discord among the brethren. You might not be meaning to. Maybe you just need to talk to somebody. Let me tell you something. I have been at this church for 20 years now. I lived a sheltered life before I came here. I'm talking about spiritually. I have seen and heard you would not believe. And I have laid on my bed and I have cried, talking just to Jesus. Feeling like I need a friend. Feeling like, God, I need a mother mentor spiritually. I need somebody to talk to. Do you realize he's all I need? My mama is at this church. Now, I talked to my mama about low level, very low level stuff, about church or marriage or whatever. Let me tell you why. She's my mama. I should be able to talk to my mama about anything, shouldn't I? If you can't talk to your mama, who can you talk to? Because my mama is a member of this church, she don't need to know things about you. She don't need to know things about my marriage that might not be good because my husband is also her pastor. Oh, did that go like this? Because whatever somebody hears about somebody else in here, every time that person walks through that door and you see them, now they got a war. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Every time I see that person that I heard something about, now that's going to come. You better believe the devil's going to jump on that. Well, so-and-so's been doing so-and-so, and so-and-so said they did so-and-so, and blah, 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 till before you know it. I got bad thoughts toward the person, and they didn't even do nothing to me. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So do you understand that's the reason why we don't do that? Because we have to stay in unity with one another. And let me help y'all, in case y'all don't know, you ain't perfect. I'm not perfect myself. Jesus was the only in the flesh perfect one. Now we all should be growing, striving, pressing toward that mark, right? But as far as any of us in this room right now, I guarantee you I could go home with you and find something. Your toilet paper wasn't on the road right or something that I could disagree with, or maybe that disagrees with Scripture. So don't be doing that. Just, I'm not saying anybody's doing that. I'm just telling you why we're here at this point. Why? Because he talks about how that we have to stay in unity. Do you understand? What is it? Psalm 103, it talks about the blessing of the Lord. He says that it's like the anointing oil that run down the beard, upon the head and upon the beard and the skirts of Aaron. Do you understand? It comes down from the head, and as we stay in unity, the Bible says it is a place of commanded, not just blessing, a place of commanded blessing. God commands a blessing on unity with each other.
Amen.
So why would you not think the devil would do everything he can, even play on our ignorance if he can, to bring discord among us or strife? That's one thing won't be tolerated here. Why? Because the Bible says in the book of James, wherever there is envying and strife, there's what? Confusion and every evil work. And this is not going to be a house of confusion where there's every evil work.
Amen.
So what's that mean? We got to get out the strife. Now, there's not any in here. I don't believe there's any in here. Do you understand? Sometimes God will warn and tell a thing before something happens. Or just give you knowledge of how to deal with something, even though you might even not be dealing with it at this time. But you better believe he's speaking about it. It's coming up. Where are we getting to now, y'all?
Good stuff.
Y'all remember? I done forgot.
Want me to go through them again?
Don't even get started, Shannon. All right, let's just do 13. He says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, and to a perfect man, that means mature man, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now listen to the Amplified. That it might, talking about the body, that it might develop until we all attain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God, that we might arrive at really mature manhood, completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ's own perfection, the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ and the completeness found in him. Verse 14. He says that we henceforth be no more children. We're supposed to be growing up. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Notice that. He says that we henceforth be no more children. Now, I don't know. Probably every one of us in here just about has had kids. If you ain't, keep the nursery. You won't want none. I'm just kidding. Well, let me explain to you what happens back there in the nursery. Now, Aiden is my grandson, and I love him very much. Yeah, he can be something else. He gets upset with you, and he goes, and he's not moving. He will stare you down. Anyway, so most of the time, because he's here most of the time, if I have nursery, I have him back there, and Cassandra, whoever has nursery at the time. Well, the other night I had nursery, and what is that, that little girl, Luna, what is she to you?
She's my granddaughter.
Granddaughter. I had Luna back there. How old is she?
She'll be 3 in February.
3, really? She's little for 3, is she? I was figuring about 2 years old, somewhere around 9. Anyway, Aiden,
he's... I should be round.
Oh, well, that's okay. Anyway, she's younger than Aiden. Aiden will be 4 just after Christmas. Make a long story short, you know how they get in there? We got toys, we got snacks, all kinds of things, you know, and they're playing and everything. Well, Aiden gets this little truck, about this big, and it's red. Well, Luna is sitting over here eating some puffs and playing with the crayons. She ain't coloring, she's just playing with the crayons or whatever. Aiden is, and he takes that little truck, and he goes over there on the table where Luna's at. Luna's the only one at the table. Weston is over there doing his own thing. And he's going, and he goes up past the coloring book, and he's going, well, guess who wants it? She's laughing. Luna grabs it.
It's terrible.
No, it's not. There's a point to what I'm saying. Remember what we said, that we be no more henceforth children. And he does that, you know, and he's all over her coloring book, you know, and everything, where she's at and everything. And she grabs it. First thing Aiden does, grab her, she got it. I said, Aiden, are you serious? I said, she's a baby. Well, she put it down, he got it back. I said, now get over yonder with that. You know, he goes over and he's doing his thing, you know. Well, next thing you know, Weston, he gets out, that's my nephew's little boy, he gets out the blocks, little wooden blocks. They're going to make a castle. Guess who wants some? Luna! Why? She's the youngest baby in the room. Now, both of those are 3. She's the youngest baby in the room. So when they get out something, what does she do? She goes over there and she wants one, so guess what she does? She gets her one. What do I hear? Aiden, grab her, let's play with that. I said, Aiden, you can shear. I said, now there's plenty. You get some, Weston gets some, and y'all give her some. Well, they throwed her a couple toward the wall. I said, don't throw them again, you might hit somebody. Don't do that. So they go about their thing. Well, then they get through with that. Luna goes back over there and gets her some more puffs. You know, she's setting up the table again, eating more. Aiden gets his little red truck again. He goes back over at the table. Where Luna's at? Guess what happens? It gets close to her. She don't say nothing. She just grabs it. Grab her! Grab her! She's got it again. Grab her! I want it! I said, Aiden, she's a baby. I had it first, Grandma. I got the truck. I gave Aiden the truck. I said, now get your tail up yonder. If you don't want her to have it, keep it out of her nose. I have a point to all that.
Right.
That we be no more. Henceforth, what? Luna's the youngest baby in the room. What do babies do? When they want something, they get it. And if they don't get it, they cry about it. Too much tithing and politicking around here. Oh, y'all didn't say that.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Just like I told him, if you don't want to get her, don't put it up her nose. I mean, if I don't want you to have something, I ain't even going to let you see it. There was a reason why he's the youngest at his house. So he's the baby.
She's the only one.
That's what I'm talking about. She's the youngest back there, so it's not a problem. It happens. But God's telling us, don't let it happen out here.
Right.
We're supposed to be God's children, not God's babies.
Right.
The more mature you are, the more you'll think about others. I'm going to have to close with this. We didn't get started good on this. So guess what y'all get next week, unless I hear something different. And the church said, hallelujah, sister, that was good vegetables.
It was.
Anyway, I'll tell you a little story. I can't tell you how many times, and it doesn't happen to me much here. I recognize it for whom it is and what it is and all that. But like I said, I lived a sheltered life where I come from. Those people, they served the Lord. They knew the Lord. And, I mean, I never seen any kind of schism. And I know there was because you got people, you know, until I come down here. And like I said, I have seen some more stuff down here. And I would cry, and I would bawl and squall, and I would tell God, God, how I want to leave. I thought, God, they live across the road, and they don't want to come to church. Let them go to hell. I don't care. I'm done. You understand? Because this is responsibility, and it's hardship. And I'm not that mature myself when we started. Nowhere near what I am now. And God uses these things. But you know what I would think about every time I would get like that? There was other people went here then. I think, well, what's Sandy going to do? I think, where's Bub and Ashley going to go? Oh, yeah, sure, they could go to another church. We're not the only ones with revelation. Let me let y'all in on a little clue. I usually get very little revelation directly from God by myself. Most of what I get comes through somebody else's preaching.
Come on.
So, I mean, it's out there at other places.
Yep.
But it's about where God put you. So every time I would get like that, that would start coming up. What's so-and-so going to do? Where are they going to go? What if they backslide? What are they going to think? What's going to happen to them? And do you realize that would help me every time? Suck it up, buttercup, and get back on the train and start doing what I know to do all over again. And during the process, I grew. To where now, it don't make me no difference. Like I said, I was here before you got here, and I'll be here if you leave. I got to stop because our time is up. Does anybody have anything they'd like to share or comment or anything on this before we close?
Sure.